up in the air, on the sky above it. And I want to welcome Brian O'Dwyer. Brian, of course, a lawyer, spent his life as a lawyer in the law firm of O'Dwyer and Bernstein, which was actually founded by my uncle, his father, Paul O'Dwyer. And but anyway, let me welcome Brian. How are you, Brian?
I'm doing just great, Adrian. Thank you very, very much.
Okay. Now, you got a call yesterday, and was there any part of you tempted to say to Valina President Joe Biden, you know, I'm up to my ears that it is. I got a job, you know, with the governor of New York. And then I have, you know, this job as international chairman for, for Ireland West Airport, Knock Airport. And tell you the truth, I'm getting a bit long on the truth for this. Now, that conversation did not happen. I just want to straighten
it. Somehow it didn't, Adrian. When you're asked by the president to serve, you do your very best to serve, and I am delighted to be part of it. And if it means that my good wife Marianne and my granddaughter don't see me quite as much, they may be just as happy about that as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I didn't bring that up. It sounds so much better coming from you. Brian, we just, now, you are about to be appointed to the Commission on Presidential Scholars. And now, what does that commission actually do? What? Did you read the job description? Again, it's not a small position. It's one that is highly regarded, and again, coming straight from the President of the United States. What is the commission about? And
the commission is required or charged by the President of the United States to designate the top high school scholars in the United States, two from each state, to recognize the outstanding achievements of young men and women who in both scholarship and service and leadership throughout the United States. And it's obviously a very prestigious award that thousands of people, young people, vie for, and it's quite the job to sit down with their resumes and their activities and reading their essays and all of that to make sure that only the very best get in, and they are then designated as a presidential scholar, and that's something that the commission takes very seriously, because obviously that type of a designation, you know, also does wonderful things for the future of the awardee. So it's a great honor, but it's also a great responsibility, and I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm also very gratified that the president has faith in my abilities to be able to perform that.
Anyway, well, that spells it out. And imagine the resume of a scholar, somebody, you know, who will move on from there. And if the first thing that shows up, you know, on your resume, you know, is that you're a scholar recognized by the President of the United States, that can't go astray, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you probably, at that point in time, you probably don't have too much more reading on the resume.
Yeah, leave the rest for further information contact. Okay. Brian, you're a month ago, and I realized because the family PR lady, indeed, is my daughter Eileen Flannelly Mackel, and she pointed out that you're barely a month in your other job, very significant job indeed, appointed by Governor Kathy Hochul, and that is the chair of the Gaming Commission. Now, immediately one might think if you're coming from west of Ireland or Mayo Gaming, somehow we associated that with, the art of shooting bloody ducks or,
as our cousin Frank would, rabbits.
Anyway, gaming, it has got nothing to do with your position and the position of the Gaming Commission in New York State. So tell us what it is and what it entails.
Well, gaming, of course, is the new polite way of saying gambling, and I think that's probably the better thing. But with the advent of legalized gambling in New York, which now is the gambling, on-site gambling, the computerized gambling, is such that it will donate $1 billion to the New York Treasury this year in terms of tax revenue. My job and the job of the commission is to oversee every horse race that's in the state of New York, to oversee every casino that's in the state of New York, to assure the integrity of online gambling, to ensure the integrity of fantasy sports, to run the lottery of the state of New York, and indeed to supervise the charitable gambling that goes on in the churches and firehouses around New York State. So it is a huge job. And in addition, in the next few months, we will have to designate three new places for new casinos in the downstate area.
Wow, that's welcome news indeed. You won't get any objection there from the mayor of New York, for a lot of people who've been looking for that for quite some time.
Yes, and there's going to be quite a bit of interest in that. And as I said to my wife, I think I'm going to have friends that I never thought I had before. So it's again a big job coming up. So I'm delighted that both the governor and the president have had confidence in me and have given me both of these responsibilities. So I'm looking forward to both of that, and also my beloved County Mayo and the airport, we tell everybody, if you don't want to lose your bags and you don't want to go for 3 hours and wait, come over to Knock. We have a wonderful place to have you go out of, and you'll no hassles out of Knock, I can promise you.
Yeah, that's a sensitive topic for me, because for Tourism Ireland, I'm just telling people to go anywhere in Ireland, and here you are flogging. Ireland West Airport, thanks very much for that. However, you have just returned from Ireland. You and Mariana and Haley have spent some time in Ireland. And what is the status, the current status of Ireland West Airport, much better known as Knock Airport, and you are the international chairman. What is the, you know, how has it been affected by the pandemic, and how is it doing, in a word?
Well, you know, the pandemic, of course, was not an unmixed disaster for Knock, because, you know, we were able to survive, frankly, with the help of much government. We were shut down, of course, for a long time, with the government help, and which we were very grateful for. But that gave us an opportunity to make do many, many things that we ordinarily wouldn't be able to do or would have done on off times, like at night or something. So new runway area has been put in. You know, there's been upgrades in the whole runway experience, which was sorely needed after Monsignor Horan put the runway in the first place. So the airport is up, it's functioning, and it's functioning very well. And and I can tell you that anybody who Mary Ann and Haley and I were there for 12 days, and I can tell all the people who from our friends at Tourism Ireland that it's never been better. It was a wonderful experience all over that we were, and I will of course put a plug in for the West, because I think
absolutely
wonderful spot, and we were Renville. We went to our friend John Fearick's favorite charity, which is the Kyle Moore Abbey, which has turned out to be just a wonderful place for
incredible
people to go to.
Yeah, it really is.
And we were in Mayo and Dublin. So we had a really wonderful time, and the weather couldn't have been better, and of course the people couldn't have been nicer. And so what can I tell you except it was wonderful?
Yeah, and also you just got back from Ireland, but so imagine somewhere in growing up in places like Arimas and Bohola, complaining about a heat wave. That wasn't, if that was so, before you know it, there would be prayers at Mass for rain. And so that's not in the cards, but it's terrific. And the weather pattern in Ireland has definitely changed, and summers are just amazing.
Yeah, and they were. We had the most amazing time in Ireland, not only the weather. You know, as I said, the weather was great, and the people were even better. So, what more could you want?
Yeah, and of course, while we're in the west of Ireland, let's not forget that, you know, Shannon Airport, which was, you know, obviously badly hit during the pandemic, that has come very much into its own. And here I am backing myself into a corner, because now I'm forced to say that Dublin Airport is a great place to land, and God forgive me. But anyway, Brian, it's great. So, you know, with all of this and your heavy schedule, you know, you have family members. Some of them are in the radio business, and we're twiddling our thumbs during the week. I mean, there's got to be something there, but this is neither the time nor the place to bring it up. But if you get any other offers, or if you get, you know, I don't know who else you could, unless you hear from the Pope, but you know, always spare a thought for the less fortunate. Thank you for being with us, and again, good luck, and that's it. And I do want to add, though, that you have, as a founder of the Emerald Isle Immigration Center, at a time when it was very necessary, you know, to establish a vibrant young community of people who were, through no fault of their own, living in the shadows here in not only New York, but in many places across the United States. The Emerald Isle Immigration Center became, you know, again, that became for so many organizations. This was a template that that fortunately has taken off and has provided so much help through not just the recently, but through the years, that has been of tremendous help to immigrants coming from Ireland. Figured I'd mention that while we were at it, you know.
Well, thank you, and I, you know, that's the. I think we're all very proud of the staff, the volunteers, our executive director, Siobhan Dennehy, everybody about the work that we've done and the work that we continue to do to help all immigrants. In terms of the work, and no more so necessary now than before, because unfortunately we have an anti-immigrant attitude in this country, and they don't recognize the beautiful immigrants that have come to our country.
Yeah, well, there are other distractions taking place, as many of us would know. But again, it is great to have organizations, again, such as not just the Emerald Isle Immigration Center, but the Ashling Irish Center, the New York Center in Long Island City, and many then across the country, still very much engaged for people, some having been here for decades, some who have their families here, and that they're not forgotten. And it's a great source of pride, and again, you know, source of employment for many. It's just something that we can't forget, and the job is not over, obviously.
Not at all. Yes.
Brian, again, congratulations. And
thank you.
You know, if far be it from me now to give you any advice, but, you know, I wouldn't mention anything to Governor Kathy Hochul about the other job, you know. I mean, someday somebody's going to put in a time clock and you're going to get caught, honest to God. And Brian, thank you. All right, Brian O'Dwyer, friends, again with yet another new position. And, of course, yes, we're very proud of Brian and in the footsteps, of course, of his father, Paul O'Dwyer, and our Uncle Bill, Mayor of New York. Now, are we still...